back home, over 500,000 visitors to Ireland in April, almost half staying in hotels, almost half for a holiday, staying over 6 nights on average and spending over €1,000 on the trip. That's according to the latest figures from the Central Statistics Office. 549,100 foreign visitors in April, 38% from Britain, 16% from the United States, 7% from Germany. Michael Magner is with us. He's president of the Irish Hotels Federation and owner of Cork's Vienna Woods Hotel. It's just a snapshot for April, Michael, but how does it bode for the rest of the year?
Good afternoon, Gavin, and good afternoon to your listeners. So these figures are encouraging, there's no doubt about it. As we start the season in earnest, I suppose the international tourism season starts typically from St. Patrick's weekend, and as we're on the back of the June bank holiday weekend now, the domestic tourism season is about to start. However, when we compare the pre-pandemic levels in 2019, 10.9 million visitors came to Ireland, and in 2023, the most recent set of figures that we have to compare about, that was just over 8 million. So we're still a long way off from reaching what we would classify as tourism recovery back at 2019 levels. But in foot of the April figures, it's encouraging.
Will there be enough hotel space for all those who want them this summer?
Well, look, the in Ireland, there is over 60,000 hotel accommodation beds and other accommodation providers in the country. Absolutely, there should be enough accommodation space to provide the international and the domestic visitor a place to stay when they come to Ireland. And as you introduced in your package there, the average length of stay is 6.4 days approximately for the international visitor. So it's good to see that when visitors are coming to Ireland, they're staying a little bit longer. And of course, we all want to see a season extension beyond those months of March to the end of October, and to potentially have Ireland as a year-round international tourism destination.
What sort of costs can people expect for staying in hotels in Ireland this summer?
Well, as you pointed out there, the average spend for the international visitor in April was over €1,000. And on average per person, a 6-night stay was working at about €333 per person. So prices will vary depending on the location, the type of room that you want, the hotel classification that you looked from. But if you look at those CSO stats that have been published for April, the figure would suggest an average of €333 per person for a six-night stay. So that would be €666, so just over €100 a night per average. But obviously those prices fluctuate, yes, from much higher to lower.
And they will depend on demand. Your hotels have been accused by some politicians and many members of the public of price gouging. Are you?
So the Minister for Tourism tackled that particular question last year, where she advised and commissioned Fall to Ireland to conduct a report into that very question. And the report was published only just a couple of weeks ago, where it absolutely said that was not the case.
No, it said it was comparable with other countries. But to use the definition of price gouging, are prices not being increased to take advantage of high demand?
I don't accept that. I think at particular times of the year, there are large events that come in where demand outstrips supply. I think it's important to point out that. And just to give you an example, the All-Ireland Hurling Final is coming up on the 21st of July. And I had a look at prices in hotels in the capital for the 20th of July. And I can secure a hotel room right in Dublin City Centre for €209. And I think that's reasonably priced, given a large event coming to Dublin. So from that perspective, I think there is value out there. And I think it's also important to point out as well that Ireland offers significant choice for hotel accommodation right outside the capital and other parts of the country. And I think there's good value to be got. And I suppose the key thing is, you know, if for particularly international visitors, you know, look in advance, make your accommodation bookings well in advance, and there's good value to be found.
Michael Magner, President of the Irish Hotels Federation and owner of Cork's Vienna Woods Hotel, thank you very much for speaking with us today.